I avoid terms like mentally disturbed and emotionally impaired. You can't let the politically correct language police dictate the way you express yourself. I prefer plain language. Crazy, insane, nuts. The whole world is crazy and many of its inhabitants are insane. Or am I just nuts? And for the most part, we humans do enjoy being colorful and creative when describing the condition of someone who's crazy. Here are a couple of descriptions of craziness that I enjoy. One wheel in the sand. Seat back, not in the full upright position. Not playing with a full bag of jacks. Doesn't have both feet in the end zone. Lives out where the buses don't run. The cheese fell off his cracker a long time ago. His factory's still open, but it's making something else. Here's an odd one. His squeegee doesn't go all the way to the bottom of the pail. I think you have to have some serious time management problems to be sitting around thinking up stuff like that. But there you are. This next one sounds really good, but I confess I don't quite understand it. He belongs in a cotton box. For some reason, it sounds exactly right, though, doesn't it? And if you're going to be irreverent about describing crazy people, you can't get soft when it comes to describing the places we keep them, or used to keep them. In the 1980s, Ronald Reagan decided the best place to keep them was on the streets, which actually makes a lot of sense, because the streets are nothing more than a slightly larger open-air asylum anyway. But around the turn of the 19th century, many states had places called Institutions for the Feeble-Minded. That name seemed too long for some people, so instead they referred to them as madhouses. They took him to the madhouse. Boy, was he mad. Then these places became insane asylums, mental homes, mental institutions, and finally, psychiatric facilities. I have three personal favorites. I always liked the Hoo Hoo Hotel. To me, that says it all. Here's another one that's not bad. The Puzzle Factory. It has a certain class to it, doesn't it? But if you prefer a gentler approach, you really can't beat the Enchanted Kingdom. They took him away to the Enchanted Kingdom. And guess how they took him there? The Twinkie Mobile. Now that's descriptive language. When I see a symphony orchestra, 100 or so people playing some incredibly difficult piece of music in complete and perfect unison, as if they were a single organism, I remind myself that each one of them started the day in a different kitchen. 100 different musicians in 100 different kitchens scattered across the city. And sometimes I find myself wondering how many of them had eggs that morning and how many of them chose cereal. I try to guess whether the percentage of muffin eaters is greater among the strings or the brass section. I ponder whether or not the percussionists drink a lot of coffee, whereas perhaps the piccolo players lean more toward flavored teas. I don't know why these thoughts come to me, but they sure fill the time between scherzos. Catholic kids are stupid. They don't know how to handle a pedophile priest. Here's what you do. First of all, you don't get all scared and do whatever he tells you. Who wants to get sucked off by a 43-year-old clergyman with beard stubble? Not me. Instead, what you do is you kick him in the nuts. You kick him squarely in the nuts and you get the fuck out of there as fast as you can and you go tell somebody right away. You tell as many grown-up people as you can. One of them is bound to believe you. That's what you do. You don't wait 30 years. You kick the priest in the nuts and say, "Fuck you, Father, I don't do that shit. Try Jimmy Fogarty, I heard he blew the choir master." And you're out the door. And don't forget to take your rosary. On second thought, leave the rosary. A lot of good it did you in the first place. Three short stories. The Velvet Hat. She wore a velvet hat. She walked down the steps slowly, as if each one were a significant achievement. Her arm, bent severely at the elbow, pinned her purse closely to her side. The surface of the last few steps was cracked and uneven, and so she extended her tiny arm to grip the railing. At that moment, A man ran up and jammed an entire box of peppermints into her.